It's been a little bit since we've just had a one-on-one conversation.
I know. It has been. It almost feels a little weird not having a guest, not having the questions.
I know, but it's good. You know, I think we've had some really good conversations with a lot of folks. And we have a lot of really great things in the pipeline. And I think one of those things that we have coming up is what we wanted to talk about today. Hey?
Totally. Should we get into it?
I think
so. Let's talk D&I, Christina. Let's talk diversity and inclusion.
Let's talk D&I. Super light, super fun, super low-key topic. So I think what we wanted to do during this time is just give a brief introduction for our listeners about some of the upcoming interviews and an upcoming series that they'll be seeing in their podcast feed coming up.
Yep.
And that series is something that we are calling MR Explorers D&I series. We're really great at branding and really good at naming things, but this is where we are in 2020 during a pandemic.
This is our creativity at its best, people.
This is where we are. And that's okay. So as a quick introduction, and Z can chat about it a bit more, but what we really wanted to do during this time is to speak with members of the market research industry, whether directly inside of it or maybe on the peripheral, that have a relationship to the market research industry, to talk about maybe their personal experiences as people of color, women of color, or marginalized communities, including just some neurodiversity interviews that we'll have coming up. And about their personal experiences, as well as just some of the implications that they have seen in the industry surrounding diversity and inclusion in research.
Totally. And, you know, Christina, I love the fact that this was an opportunity that we saw available out there, just because with the George Floyd protests, with the increased focus on diversity in the United States, we realized there's a level at which we're talking diversity, right, as a whole in our society and in our culture. But in the vein of MR Explorer and why we do this is because there was a level at which we saw a need to have those same discussions occur for the market research industry as a whole. Mm-hmm. And so this is us realizing that, you know, it's time for us to explore this topic and how it applies to not just the industry, but to people, the people who make up the industry.
Yeah, yeah, totally agree. I think one of the ways that I have been trying to approach our interviews, as well as just our ethos about this series, is a couple of things. One of them being, as researchers, how can we expect our research to be ethical and be something that takes all voices into consideration if we have blinders on to what is what is happening inside of our industry? I think it's hard to understand or think about how the research that we conduct can be all encompassing if we're not, like, outside of our doors, if we're not taking everything into consideration, what's going on inside of our doors. And so I think that's one thing that we will be trying to parse out, with the understanding that it's a really difficult conversation and it's a hard conversation and it makes folks uncomfortable and it makes us uncomfortable, but you don't accomplish things by staying comfortable. If you want things to change, you have to get uncomfortable, and it's time to start those uncomfortable conversations.
Yep.
The other thing that I really wanted to do was to not talk about this myself. This is not my job. As a white, cisgendered woman, it is not my opportunity. This is not my time to just spout my thoughts. It is my time to listen. It is my time to ask questions. It is my time to learn. And it is my time to take what I'm learning and to share it with as many people as I can, to evangelize, to be empathetic, to start changing my viewpoints. It's not my time to argue. It's my time to listen. It's not my time to talk. It's time for other people's voices to be heard. And that's why I really wanted to not just talk about this myself. I wanted to have voices from these communities on the podcast to give us their perspective.
Totally. And I'll tell you too, from my perspective, being, I am Latinx, but my upbringing was very white in nature. And I know that where I grew up, the family that I grew up in, the education that I received, my experiences are extremely different from a lot of my peers' experiences within the Latinx community. And I really love the idea that we have been pursuing of bringing other voices that typically are not heard and are not invited to the stage nearly often enough to share their experiences. And we have really made sure that, you know, everyone is aware these are courageous conversations. I love the fact that term came up in one of these conversations we've had of, you know, we just need to keep having courageous conversations. I would say one of the things that I would invite everyone who is listening to do is to listen courageously, listen with an open mind, listen with the intent to learn, and listen with the intent with a questioning your own biases kind of mindset to be able to make a change. Like you said, Christina, change is uncomfortable. Any kind of change is uncomfortable. And until we work and wrestle with that discomfort, we can't get to enough. We can't get through something. We can't actually get to change if we don't experience the discomfort along the way. Like we said earlier, explore diversity and inclusion within our industry doors, as well as its impact in the research that we do.
Yep. So, yeah. So over the next month and a half, we're going to be releasing some episodes that contain these conversations. And as Z said, we just invite you to listen with an open mind. We invite you to recognize the defensiveness that you might feel with some of the comments that are made. We invite you to then challenge that defensiveness and try to peel back why you feel that way. We hope you take some of the things that we talk about into your lives moving forward, into your conversations with your colleagues, with your family, with your friends. Because we are relying on all of you to continue these conversations. These are not supposed to be one-time conversations. That's not what the goal of this is. The conversations have to continue on. So you're going to hear from folks that specialize in research among marginalized communities. You're going to hear from folks that are trying to open the eyes of people inside of the industry in terms of hiring and retention and promotion. You're going to hear from folks in the Black community, in the Latina community, in terms of accessibility and the neurodiversity community. Yeah. And we're really excited to be able to host these conversations. And we're really honored to be the people that are asking these questions. On that note, please, as these episodes come out, please let us know if you have any feedback, questions, concerns. We'll be linking a lot of the resources that we talk about. And we're just excited. We're excited for this to come out. And we really do look forward to hearing what you all think.
Yep.
Awesome.
Share episodes with your peers, share them with your family, share them with your friends. I think you'll find while these are courageous conversations, they're also really interesting and at times, dare I say, even fun conversations.
Oh my gosh, they have been so fun. They have been
They really have been.
This is not the conversations are really fun. They're as lighthearted as they can be. We laugh. We have laughed in every episode that we've had so far. We will or eat every interview, and we'll continue to do that. So, it's been really fantastic. So
it has.
And
been.
Thank you for just going on this adventure with me. I know it was. It's a big undertaking, and it makes us both uncomfortable and both nervous, but it's been really fantastic to go through it.
Thanks, everyone.
Perfect. Thank you. Bye.